So today is the first day of New Year and last verse of Bhagavad Gita. The conclusion of Bhagavad Gita that we need to accept in our life on the first day of this year. So I will speak the verse and please repeat after me. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धरः तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूते ध्रुवा नितिर्मतिर्मम यत्र योगेश्वरः कृष्णो यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धरः तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूते ध्रुवा नितिर्मतिर्मम यत्र योगेश्वरः कृष्णो यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धरः तत्र श्रीर्विजयो भूते ध्रुवा नितिर्मतिर्मम यत्र वेयर योगीश्वर द मास्टर ऑफ मिस्टिसिज्म कृष्ण लॉर्ड कृष्ण यत्र वेयर पार्थ द सन ऑफ पृथा धनुर्धर द कैरियर ऑफ द बो एंड एरो तत्र देयर श्री ऑपुलेंस विजय विक्ट्री भूति एक्सेप्शनल पावर ध्रुवा सर्टेन Niti, morality. Matih mama, my opinion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. Purport. The Bhagavad Gita began with an inquiry of Dhritarashtras. He was hopeful of the victory of his sons, assisted by great warriors like Bhishma, Drona and Karna. He was hopeful that the victory would be on his side. But after describing the scene on the battlefield, Sanjay told the king, "You are thinking of victory, but my opinion is that where Krishna and Arjuna are present, there will be all good fortune." He directly confirmed that Dhritarashtra could not expect victory for his side. Victory was certain for the side of Arjuna because Krishna was there. Krishna's acceptance of the post of the charioteer for Arjuna was an exhibition of another opulence. Krishna is full of all opulences and renunciation is one of them. There are many instances of such renunciation, for Krishna is also the master of renunciation. The fight was actually between Duryodhan and Yudhishthir. Arjuna was fighting on behalf of his elder brother Yudhishthir. Because Krishna and Arjuna were on the side of Yudhishthir, Yudhishthira's victory was certain. The battle was to decide who would rule the world, and Sanjay predicted that the power would be transferred to Yudhishthira. It is also predicted here that Yudhishthira, after gaining victory in this battle, would flourish more and more because not only was he righteous and pious, but he was also a strict moralist. He never spoke a lie during his life. There are many less intelligent persons who take Bhagavad Gita to be a discussion of topics between two friends on a battlefield. But such a book cannot be a scripture. Some may protest that Krishna incited Arjuna to fight, which is immoral, but the reality of the situation is clearly stated. Bhagavad Gita is the supreme instruction in morality. The supreme instruction of morality is stated in the 9th chapter, in the 34th verse, Man mana bhavamad bhakta. One must become a devotee of Krishna. And the essence of all religion is to surrender unto Krishna. Sardharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita constitute the supreme process of religion and morality. All other processes may be purifying and may lead to this process. But the last instruction of the Gita is the last word in all morality and religion. Surrender unto Krishna. This is the verdict of the 18th chapter. From Bhagavad Gita we can understand that to realize oneself by philosophical speculation and by meditation is one process. But to fully surrender unto Krishna is the highest perfection. This is the essence of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. The path of regulative principles according to the orders of social life and according to the different courses of religion may be a confidential path of knowledge. But although the rituals of religion are confidential, meditation and cultivation of knowledge are still more confidential. And surrender unto Krishna in devotional service and full Krishna consciousness is the most confidential instruction. That is the essence of the 18th chapter. Another feature of Bhagavad Gita is that the actual truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. The absolute truth is realized in three features: impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Perfect knowledge of the absolute truth means perfect knowledge of Krishna. If one understands Krishna, then all the departments of knowledge are part and parcel of that understanding. Krishna is transcendental, for he is always situated in his eternal, internal potency. The living entities are manifested of his energies are divided into two classes, eternally conditioned and eternally liberated. Such living entities are innumerable and they are considered fundamental parts of Krishna. Material energy is manifested into 24 divisions. The creation is affected by eternal time and it is created and dissolved by external energy. The manifestation of the cosmic world repeatedly becomes visible and invisible. In Bhagavad Gita, five principal subject matters have been discussed: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, material nature, the living entities, eternal time, and all kinds of activities. All is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. All conceptions of the absolute truth, impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and any other transcendental conception exist within the category of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although superficially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity, material nature, and time appears to be different, nothing is different from Supreme. But the Supreme is always different from everything. Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is that of inconceivable oneness and difference. This system of philosophy constitutes perfect knowledge of the absolute truth. The living entity in his original position is pure spirit. He is just like an atomic particle of the Supreme Spirit. Thus, Lord Krishna may be compared to the sun and the living entities to the sunshine. Because the living entities are the marginal energy of Krishna, they have a tendency to be in contact either with the material energy or with the spiritual energy. In other words, the living entity is situated between the two energies of the Lord. And because he belongs to the superior energy of the Lord, he has a particle of independence. By proper use of that independence, he comes under the direct order of Krishna. Thus, he attains his normal condition in the pleasure-giving potency. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In the matter of its conclusion, the perfection of renunciation. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Hare Krishna. So we are going to discuss upon this verse. One of the famous verses of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada would often quote it in his lectures and many places in his writings. So here it is stated, the sense of all religion is to surrender unto Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita ends with what? Surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And we have Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam second purport that Srimad Bhagavatam begins with surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this battle of Kurukshetra was fought between Kauravas and the Pandavas. And on the matter of who is going to rule the world. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that this material world also can be taken as a battle of Kurukshetra. In this material world also people are struggling very hard for existence. But only those who accept lotus feet of Krishna, who surrender to Krishna, they cross over this material science. In this material world there are many philosophical speculations, there are many mental speculations. First of all, there are many scientists and there are many other poets. People become caught up in so many different varieties of philosophies. So these are, you know, external enemies, and other than this there are internal enemies in the form of lust, anger, pride, greed, envy, illusion. So only those who take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, they are able to conquer over all these external and internal enemies. On the contrary, just like as I quoted from Krishna, the Krishna book, that this battle, this material world can also be taken as a battle of Kurukshetra. So in this world, everybody is trying to become victorious, gain opulences, and people in the material world, they think that by acquiring some material prestige, profit, adoration, distinction, dhanam, janam, sundarism, wealth, women, money, by these things one becomes victorious in this material world. One becomes opulent. So a person may have great amount of wealth, he may be surrounded by aristocratic family members, but their mind are completely in anxiety. Externally they may be smiling faces and crying hearts. Internally they are crying so much. Therefore, as Kali Yuga is progressing, there is suicide, hypertension, tension, mental illness. All these problems are increasing more and more and more. Why? Because these different varieties of enemies who are existing outside and inside, the person is unable to conquer them. And why the person is unable to conquer them? Because they are unable to surrender completely to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this in this verse Prabhupada also quote another verse in the purport, that is manmana bhadvam bham madbhakta. Krishna tells in Gita, manmana, always think of me. Just like this verse is there, similarly there is another verse regarding the holy name, that how by taking shelter of the holy name in this age of Kali Yuga, or in fact in any other age, one will attain all success. In the age of Kali Yuga, Krishna appears in the form of the holy name. Krishna appeared 5000 years ago. Personally he was present, and then he finished his manifest pastimes. So just like Krishna was there, now also Krishna is available to those who take sincerely shelter of the holy name of the Lord. Kali Kale Naam Urupe Krishna Avatar. In the age of Kali Yuga, Krishna appears in the form of what? Holy name. So Bhagavatam 2.1.11 describes this. Etanirvidhyamananam ichchatamakuto bhayam yoginam nipunirnitam harer namanukirtanam. Shukadeva Goswami tells King Parikshit, O King, constant chanting of the holy names of the Lord after ways of the great authorities. Who have recommended the constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord? After ways of the great authorities. Means all the authorities, great authorities, they have recommended this process. After ways of the great authorities is doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyments, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. For everyone, one stroke solution is what? Constant chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That which Arjuna had attained, the victory in the battle of Kurukshetra over such great warriors as Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and many other great warriors, so that same victory can be attained now also by taking constantly shelter of the holy name of the Lord. It's doubtless and fearless way of success for everyone. Anybody who takes shelter of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he will be without fail victorious. So this verse Prabhupada quotes in last verse of the Chatushloki Shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, and writes there that this verse is the conclusion of entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like we are reading this verse, and in the purport Prabhupada is writing that the essence of all religion is to surrender unto Krishna. So, and later Prabhupada writes, all other processes may be purifying and may lead to this process, but the last instruction of the Gita is the last word in all morality and religion. Surrender unto Krishna. So this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, essence or the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam is what? Constantly chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is another verse that is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita regarding the same. Vyakti kari bhagavate kahe bar bar kali yuga dharma naam sankirtan sar. So we are discussing the sar, you know. In the Bhagavatam it is clearly and repeatedly stated that essence of all religion, sar, essence of all religion in the age of Kali Yuga is Naam Sankirtan. And the verse that is quoted, Etan Nirvidya Mananam, in the purport to this verse, Srila Vishnath Thakur explains that there are many Angas of Bhakti, 64 Angas of Bhakti. Amongst them, 5 are the most important. What are they? Sadhu Sangha, Dhamvas, Bhagavat Shravan, Naam Sankirtan, and Deity Worship. These are the 5 most important Angas of Bhakti. And amongst these 5 important Angas of Bhakti also, topmost is Naam Sankirtan. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, commenting on the verse 2.1.11, writes that Naam Sankirtan is the topmost, and even amongst Sankirtan is the topmost, within the category of Sankirtan there are 3 types of categories. There are 3 ways of doing Sankirtan. One is Naam Sankirtan, one is Guna Sankirtan, and one is Leela Sankirtan. And amongst these 3 also, the topmost stands out is Naam Sankirtan. It's like, he says, it's like emperor amongst all the Angas of Bhakti. standing at the top of all the angas of bhakti and exerting its power everywhere. So all other angas of bhakti are driving power from where? It is from Hare Krishna Mahamantra Sankirtan or the Naam Sankirtan. So this verse talks about the essence of Bhagavad Gita. In the Vedic literature, there are many prescribed duties for many categories of people. Bhagavatam states, Bhurini Bhuri Karmani Shotevyani Vibhagasha. So, Shaunakadrishi says that there are many varieties of scriptures, and in all of them, many prescribed duties for various types of people. Here also Prabhupada writes in purport, the path of regulative principle according to orders of social life and according to different courses of religion may be confidential path of religion, path of knowledge. So here confidential path. What is confidential? Regulative principle according to orders of social life and according to different courses of religion. More confidential is what? More confidential is meditation and cultivation of knowledge, and most confidential is surrender to Krishna in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. So there are many varieties of religion, and Shaunakadrishi says that please select the essence of all those scriptures. These different varieties of scriptures can be learned after many years of practice. So in the age of Kali Yuga, people are already, you know, prayana alpayusha sabha kalavasmini yoga jana. Their age is less, prayana alpayusha, and they are unfortunate, they are lazy, misguided, always disturbed. So how come it is possible for people of the age of Kali Yuga to go through all these so many scriptures? So Shaunak Rishi tells that please select the essence of all these scriptures for the benefit of everyone in this world, so that everyone can take advantage of those scriptures in the short period of Kali Yuga and they can perfect their life. So in this way, Sud Goswami starts to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam, and then he gives his conclusion also in Srimad Bhagavatam, the verse that I quoted. Similarly, that also ends with the verse Naam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Samadukh Naam Sankirtan. By performing Naam Sankirtan, what happens? All the sins are eradicated. Pranamo Dukha Shamanastam Namami Harim Param. So by offering respectful obeisance to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is done. So as I was talking about these different varieties of religion, as it is mentioned here, so in the world also there are different varieties of religion, you know. Bible is there, Quran is there, and Buddhism is there, Jainism is there, so many religions are there. Then within the Sanatana Dharma also there are varieties of, there are many branches have come out from this also. So Jesus was preaching, so he was preaching to a certain category of people. And similarly Muhammad was preaching, he was preaching to another category, a level of people. And when Krishna was preaching, he was preaching to whom? He was preaching to Arjuna. Arjuna, who in the daytime he will learn from his spiritual master, his guru, the art, the martial art, and in the night time he will perfect that art. Arjuna had full control over his senses. So if somebody is not very much controlled in his senses are uncontrolled, he cannot be given supreme instruction. Once one person went to doctor and said that I have a bad habit of smoking cigarettes. So the doctor said that how many cigarettes you take every day? And the person said that maybe about 30-35. Doctor said, okay, fine. You take 10 cigarettes every day and you come to me after 1 month. So then the person went back. He was taking 10 cigarettes. So then after 1 month, he again came to the doctor. And he said, I have taken 10 cigarettes every day, you are telling me. Doctor said that, okay, fine, now you reduce it to 3. Just take only 3 cigarettes every day for 1 month and then you come to me after 1 month. Person did like that. So after 1 month, he came and doctor said, now only 1 cigarette. So he was taking only 1 cigarette. And after that, again he came back after 1 month. Doctor said, no more cigarette now. So if the supreme instruction is given to somebody, like if doctor will say to the person that you just stop taking cigarette now, what will happen? Person will be able to stop? It's not possible. So first, doctor brought him from certain level to higher level, from there to more higher level, and then he completely made him give up the cigarettes. Similarly, we can have example of schools and colleges. Yeah. The child cannot directly appear in PhD or graduate, postgraduate. First, they go through the first, second, like that, and then they go to graduation, postgraduation. So, similarly in the spiritual life also, first one begins with spiritual life with you can enjoy your senses in this material world. At the same time, you practice bhakti also, sakam karma, the karma that is mixed with bhakti. That is all mixed devotional service. That is called as pravritti marg. Person has got senses and the senses need to be satisfied. And since time immemorial in this material world, in so many varieties of ways, people are trying to satisfy their senses. So in the beginning they are being told that, okay, fine, you chant one round, two round, some round like that, and then you read Bhagavad Gita also, and at the same time whatever you are cooking, you try to offer it to the Lord. In the beginning he may not offer perfectly, someday in a week, and in due course of time he understands, he learns the philosophy, then he comes to a higher level. Now you have to control the senses. Tapsa brahmacharyana shamena cha damena cha tagena satya shauchabhyam yamane niyamena va. You have to practice austerity, control the mind, control the senses. In this way, when one will be controlling mind and controlling the senses, what will happen? He'll become calm and peaceful. And when the person will become calm and peaceful, then that sanjani state of mind is required absolutely to remember Krishna. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita that one should keep one's mind in sanjani state in order to chant the holy name of the Lord. Because if mind is too much fluctuating, one cannot peacefully chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also tells in Shikshashtakam, Trinadapi Sunishchana Tarorapi Saishnana Amanina Manadina Kirtani Sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in humble state of mind, thinking oneself to be lower than the straw in the street, more taller than the tree, offering all respect to others and expecting none in return. In that way one has to chant the holy name of the Lord continuously. So such people who are not struggling to control their mind, who become agitated, they will find chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra difficult. But those who are struggling to control the mind also, they can easily and constantly. Prabhupada writes, Prabhupada gives translation to this verse, easily, constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. And in this way, when one is chanting easily, constantly the holy name of the Lord, what will happen? One will come to a platform where person is able to relish chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. A person able to experience the nectar that is infused in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by Krishna. Krishna has invested holy name with all his potency. Srila Sanatana Goswami tells, Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam Murare विरमित निज धर्म ध्यान पूजादि यत्नम कथम अपि सकृत मुक्तिदम प्राणिनामयत परमम अमृतम एकम जीवनम भूषणम में जयति जयति नामानंद रूपम मुरारेर। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द होली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड मुरारी लॉर्ड कृष्णा। विरमित निज धर्म ध्यान पूजादि यत्नम द होली नेम ऑटोमेटिकली मेक्स वन गिव अप ऑल कन्वेंशनल रिलीजियस प्रैक्टिसेस एंड ड्यूटीज। हियर वर्स कोटेड इज व्हाट सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य माम एकम शरणम व्रज। कृष्णा इज टेलिंग दैट अबंडन ऑल वैरायटीज ऑफ रिलीजन एंड सरेंडर अनटू मी। बट सनातन गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग व्हाट द होली नेम मेक्स वन गिव अप ऑल कन्वेंशनल रिलीजियस प्रैक्टिसेस एंड ड्यूटीज। One do not have to understand that what are the religious principles, and one may be yoked up with so many varieties of useless religious practices. But holy name, what it does, it makes one give up conventional religious practices and duties. So Sanatana Goswami tells, Paramam Amritam Ekam Jivanam Bhushanam. He says, this is the highest nectar and it is my only treasure. Only treasure is what? Holy name of the Lord. So in the beginning, one is trying to give up sense gratification and at the same time practicing bhakti. In due course of time, one is trying to understand the philosophy, and one becomes more convinced about the philosophy, then he takes up the Nivritti Marg, path of renunciation. The chapter name is Perfection of Renunciation. So he takes the path of renunciation, and in this way person attains peace of mind, mind control, sense control, and then they take up the shelter of the different prescribed methods. More particularly in this age of Kali Yuga, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And in this way when they go on practicing, then the stage comes when they are relishing chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when they are relishing reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when they are relishing, you know, observing the beautiful form of the Lord, when they are relishing being in the dham and going to different places where Lord has performed his pastimes, and when they will be relishing the association of pure devotees of the Lord. Machita madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta shamam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. Devotees, they come together and they relish Lord's pastimes and activities, conversing with each other. Right. So as I stated, as I quoted Sanatana Goswami, he says about the holy name, that holy name itself makes one give up conventional religious practices and duties. And Krishna is telling here, Sardharman Parityaja, give up all those varieties of religion. And Sardharman Parityaja, as I said, Bhagavad Gita ends with what? Prabhupada writes, essence of Bhagavad Gita is Sardharman Parityaja, and that Bhagavatam is beginning with surrender of the person, surrender of the devotee to the Supreme Person. Second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada has written this. So this second verse is what? Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmat saranam satam. Kaitavotra dharma means those who are materially motivated religions, they are completely kicked out from that Srimad Bhagavatam. Those materially motivated religion which one is supposed to give up and surrender completely to Krishna, that is completely kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. So the same success will be attained either by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam or the holy name, or directly surrendering to the lotus feet of Krishna. More easiest way to surrender to Krishna in this age of Kali Yuga is by taking shelter of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because that is the essence. Just like Vedas are there, and in Vedas so many prescribed duties are there, and the essence of those Vedas is what? Srimad Bhagavatam. So if one will take up Veda, what one will find? Sakam karma is there. Then there is six different philosophical systems are there. Six philosophical systems. Jaimini, Kanad, Gautam, Patanjali, Ashtavakra, they all have given their own strong philosophies. And one may get caught up in all those varieties of philosophies. In the Vedas, it is like an ocean. So rather than going through that, one will take up what? Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva was not satisfied by writing all those Vedic literatures. But when he wrote the essence of Vedic literature, he became satisfied. Then what to talk of such persons who take a sense of even Srimad Bhagavatam? A sense of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is Nam Sankirtan. Vyasadeva wrote Mahabharat, Vyasadeva wrote Upanishad and many other Puranas. And Vyasadeva wrote the Vedas. And after writing all the Vedas in Mahabharat, Vyasadeva wrote Bhagavad Gita also. Still his heart was not satisfied. So when he wrote a sense of that Vedic literature, he became completely satisfied at heart. Srimad Bhagavatam. So that which can be obtained by surrendering to the Krishna, that same Krishna appears in the age of Kali Yuga in the form of the holy name of the Lord. Just like here, there is battle between the Kauravas and the Pandavas, and because Krishna and Arjuna had sided Yudhishthir, and victory for the Yudhishthir Maharaj was certain. Dhritarashtra was expecting his own victory. But Sanjay gives his own opinion that it is certain that they are going to win the battle now, because Krishna is there on the side of the Pandavas. So similarly, there is a verse which is quoted in, you will find in the Prasadam Hall, Krishna Hall. There is a verse quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 8th Canto. Similarly, there was a battle between the demons and the demigods. After Lord had delivered the nectar of Paish, the nectar to the demigods, the demons, they became envious of the demigods. And then demons, headed by Bali Maharaj, they again attacked the demigods. So when they again attacked the demigods, then demigods were defeating the demons. So demons, being getting defeated by the demigod, they started to apply their illusory power over the demigods. And in this way, the demigods, many of the demigods got killed. And then what did the demigods do? Demigods, they simply remembered Krishna. That is the verse there. Second line is quoted there. First line is like this. Tasmin pravishta asurkut karmaja maya vineshur mahina mahiyasha sapno yathai pratibodha agate hari smriti star vipad vimokshanam. So the verse, the meaning of the verse is like this. Just like a man is sleeping, he may be dreaming something very dangerous, and he may be very fearful at heart at that time. But when the dreamer awakens, all the fear, all the danger goes away. Similarly, a person may be surrounded by various types of dangers, obstacles, but when they remember Krishna, sapno yathai pratibodhate hari smriti sar vipad vimokshanam. When one remembers Krishna, then all the vipatti, all the obstacles, all the dangers, they go away. So in this way, demons, they remembered Krishna, and Krishna appeared in 8-handed form. And as soon as Krishna in the form of Lord Vishnu appeared, then all the demons, their illusory power did not stood in front of them. Here it is written what? Yog Ishwarah, the master of mysticism. No matter how much illusory power one may apply, Krishna is the master of all mysticism. The illusory power cannot stand in front of Krishna. So the demons' illusory power subsided, and after that the demigods became victorious over the demons. So similarly, as I was discussing in the beginning, that there are many enemies within our own self and outside also. Rago dveshascha krodhascha shok moha bhayamada. Rago means what? Attachment. Dvesh means envy. Krodh means what? Anger. Rago dveshascha krodhascha shok, lamentation, moh. Moh means illusion. Bhay, fear. Madha, madness. Madha, mano avmano ashuyacha maya hinsacha matsara. expecting respect, not giving respect to others. Violence. So, and Raja Pramadak Shunidra Shatvastam Madeha. Rajastama Prakritya Shatva Prakritya Kochita. Whatever is produced out of the three material qualities, Rajagun, Tamagun, and Satvagun, person is constantly confronting all these things. So, how to gain victory over all these so many obstacles, these enemies? This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. There also the same thing is stated. The next verse states that Yavan Rikaya Ratmatma Shopakalpam Dhate Garishta Charanar Chanayani Shatam Jnana Simachu Dhalo Dhadastha Shatru Swananda Tushtu Pushanti Idam Vijhata. First of all, one should worship one's spiritual master and all the predecessor acharyas. And the spiritual master and predecessor acharyas are represented by whom? They are representative of whom? Balramji. So, by worshipping them, one should take sword of knowledge from them. So, simply getting sword of knowledge is sufficient. After getting sword of knowledge, one has to sharpen the sword of knowledge. So, that can be done by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, who is Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead? So, that Krishna and Balram appears in the age of Kali Yuga in the form of Gaur and Nitai. Prabhupada writes in Purport, explains in this way. That Krishna and Balram, they appear in the age of Kali Yuga in the form of Gaur Nitai. And Gaur Nitai, they give their weapon of chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, by taking shelter of this weapon, what one will do? One is at the same time sharpening the weapon. And with that sharpened weapon, one will be able to cut off what? Rag, Dvesh, Krodh, Moh. It is stated. All these different enemies that are mentioned, they all will get cut down by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram, who have appeared in the age of Kali Yuga in the form of Gaur Nitai. And they are giving this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for the age of Kali Yuga. We can just imagine here in the battle of Kurukshetra, before the battle began, Lord Balaram left. Lord Balaram was not there in the battle of Kurukshetra. He went to different places of pilgrimages. And he came almost at the ending of the battle of Kurukshetra. But here Krishna and Balaram both are there. So how easy it is to cut these enemies? Actually, all this is going on in this material world. That's what Prabhupada is writing. This material world also can be taken as battle of Kurukshetra. So those who take the proper method prescribed by the acharyas, prescribed by the scriptures, they will be victorious. People in this material world, they think that how come these people who are simply living in dhoti kurta and who are mendicants, they have become frustrated from the material world and therefore they have accepted this kind of life. They think that we are aristocratic people. We are going in Mercedes Benz or BMW and they have palatial buildings. So much wealth. But what is going in the heart? That is very important. Heart is crying. Krishna tells in Gita, Chintam apari meyam cha pralayantam upashita, kamo pabhog parma etavadhi nishita. They are in constant anxiety. Chintam apari meyam cha pralayantam upashita. They have taking shelter of what? Huh? Money. Yeah, money is there. Lust. Kamo pabhog parma etavadit nishchita. They think that to gratify the senses is the topmost goal, supreme goal. Asha pashatar bada kam krodh parana. They are surrendered to what? We are talking here about surrender to Krishna. They are surrendered to what? If one will not surrender to Krishna, they will surrender to kaam and krodh. Kaam, krodh, parayana. They think, idam madhya mayaladhan, idam prapsa manoratham. This much wealth I have today, this much I will gain in the future. Idam madhya mayaladhan, idam prapsa manoratham, idam astidam apima bhavishyati punardhanam. Now I have this much wealth, in the future I will become again wealthy. I am surrounded by aristocratic relatives. So although externally they appear to be very, very happy and jolly, somebody may be going in some very nice car, he may be thinking about committing suicide. Right, that's what happens. There is a case in IIT Bombay. There was one girl who was topper from his school, her school. And then when she went to the college, she was topper all throughout 3 years. And final year, it just touched her mind that what if this time I am not topper? What if I am this time I am not topper? It simply touched the mind. Nothing has happened. Exams, she has not given exam also. And before exam only she committed suicide. Similarly, I was reading in college, in my third year, when I was in third year, we had a project partner. 5 people were there in the project. So one of them was the whole college topper in the first year. So somebody said him something in joking about a woman, you know, college, these things go on. So they said like this, and it just touched his mind, and his most intimate friend said to him like this. And in the final year, before giving exam, he committed suicide. So people appear to be very, very victorious. Here, vijay, victory. People appear externally to be very, very victorious, but inside heart is so much crying, so much in anxiety, so much chinta, so much frustration. Mother Parvati tells to her father, in Bhagavatam 4th canto, when Daksha Prajapati was thinking Lord Shiva to be simply mendicant, and he was thinking that, oh, I have given my pet daughter because Brahma told me to Shiva, I committed a great mistake. He was thinking like that. So Daksha Prajapati did not call Shiva and Parvati for the second time, the sacrifice that they were performing. So, but Mother Parvati, somehow or other, even though her husband did not allow her to go there, still she went there. So she saw that there is no place for her husband in the sacrificial arena. She became very much upset and she was ready to give up her body. And before giving up her body, she said this verse, that Ma vah padvah pitrasma dasita yayagya shala sunadhuma vartambhi taddanna triptar asubhrit bhiridita avyakt linga avudhut sevita. She says that persons like you who are after sense gratification, you think that, you know, we people Lord Shiva has not anything. You simply try to get that which is offered in the sacrificial arena and eat those food. And in this way you think to become happy. But we have such a great opulence that you cannot even imagine in dream. That type of opulence we have. That type of opulence Lord Shiva has. So this type of opulence a devotee attains by surrender to Krishna, by taking shelter of the holy name, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. By taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitaro, all useless dharmas or materially motivated dharmas, they are left behind. But those who take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and what to talk of conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. So let us go through verse. Shall I take question or shall I speak for some time more? Okay. So I will again speak something about the holy name, because as I quoted the verse Etanya Vidya Mana Namichita Mukuto Bhayam, this verse goes on as conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. So why the person is unable to chant the holy name of the Lord? Many people, they know also that this is mentioned in the scriptures, but still they do not take it up. Just like there is a verse in Nectar of Instruction, Syat Krishnam Charita Disiptape Vidya. Somebody who is infected by jaundice, what he has to do? In order to get out of jaundice, cure the jaundice? Sugar cane one has to take. Sugar cane is a cure for jaundice patient. In the beginning when one is taking sugar cane, then that will appear bitter. Although it is sweet, but it will appear bitter. But the same sugar cane is remedy for those who are jaundice patients. But what will happen if somebody knows this fact and the person goes on telling to others that you take up sugar cane, you take up sugar cane, you take up sugar cane, and he himself is not taking, what will happen? What will happen? His jaundice will get cured? It will not get cured. He is preaching to others that you take up sugar cane. So many times devotees do like this. They preach a lot to others that you take up this method, that method, but they themselves are not practicing. Only when they themselves are also accepting the method, the disease will get cured. And one day the same holy name of Srimad Bhagavatam will, one will be able to relish it. So thank you very much. If there is any question. Yes, Prabhu.
You are emphasizing more on chanting the holy name.
Okay.
But what if one person is chanting holy name daily, like 64 rounds every day, attending Mangal Arati, follow every rules and regulatives, but he is not initiated, then will holy name do something for that person? If he is not initiated.
Okay.
He
is saying that if somebody is chanting 64 rounds, attending Mangal Arati, and he is following other methods also, then what will be his destination if he is not initiated? So without fail he will get. Holy name does not depend upon Diksha. Diksha Purusharya Vidya Apeksha Na Kare Jiva Sparsi Achandala Sabar Udhare. That is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Holy name does not depend upon Diksha. Diksha Purushcharya Vidhi Apeksha Na Kare. It is not dependent upon Diksha. Jiva Asparse A Chandala Savari Udhare. Even if one is a Chandal, dog eater, if they will take shelter of the Holy Name of the Lord, they will become delivered. Chaitanya Charitamrita states that if somebody is chanting Haram, Haram, they also become delivered. And if somebody is chanting the Holy Name separately, two different words are there, Raj Mahishi. Ra is taken from this, Mahishi, Ma is taken from that, another word. So that type of holy name also has impact upon the person. The official initiation is not a requisite. Chaitanya Charitamrita states. So what happens is, well, Prabhupada writes at one place in purport that holy name is in itself sufficient. Holy name does not depend upon initiation. But when one takes initiation, it becomes more powerful. Although it does not depend upon initiation. When it is chanted by a spiritual master.
Just like formality.
Commitment to the spiritual master. It does not depend. Chaitanya Charitamrita stress like that. Rupa Goswami also tells that same thing. No jane janita ki abjir amrita krishna tivana doyi. There is another verse. I am forgetting that.
Yes. Is there any case in the scriptures that without accepting any spiritual master he delivered or he got Krishna
prem? See, Bhagavatam 9th canto states about Prishadar Maharaj. Prishadar Maharaj, his spiritual master cursed him to become a Shudra in his next life. Prishadar is there. So his spiritual master was Vasishth Muni. Vasishth Muni said him that you protect the cows. Prishadar Maharaj will take sword in the hand and he will stand all night to protect the cows. But one night it was too raining, heavy raining, and it was completely dark night. So one tiger suddenly attacked the cows. Tiger attacked and Prishadar Maharaj, what did he do? He just applied the sword. But instead of tiger, cow's head was cut off. Prishtar Maharaj thought that, you know, tiger fled away because tiger is not there, his head is cut off. But because it cut off the cow's head and it just cut the ear of the tiger, so tiger in fear ran away. When Vasishtha Muni came to know next morning that he has killed a cow, and cow eating, who do cow killing? Shudras. So Vasishtha Muni said that you become a Shudra in your next life. So Prishtar Maharaj, he left and he took shelter of remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He started to practice renunciation, and the curse of his spiritual master did not affect him. In that very lifetime he went back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. Bhagavatam 9th canto describes this. So similarly we have example of Ajamil. Ajamil was chanting the holy name to call whom? To call his son. He gave up all the spiritual practices. He adopted stealing. Okay, there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Stealing and all these things, robbery, he do all sorts of nonsense. At the end of his life, he chanted the name of his son. Mriyamano Hare Nam Granan Putra Pacharitam Ajamilopi Gadhamak Kimut Shraddhaya Granan. Ajamil chanted only to call out his son. Then what to talk of such persons who chant the holy name with faith? In that 6th canto itself, there is another verse which states, Tena Surapo Mitraduk Brahma Guru Talpagha Stri Raj Pitru Gohanta Ye Chapati Kino Pare Sarve Shama Paghavata Midvara Sunishkitam Nam Vyaharanam Vishnu Yatastha Dushyamatihi. Stena Surapo, one who steals, one who is a drunkard. Surapo Mitraduk, one who has betrayed his friend. Mitru Brahma, one who has killed a Brahmana. Guru Talpagha, one who has union with the wife of one's spiritual master. Guru Talpagha, Stri Raj Pitru Gohanta Ye Chapati Ki No Pare, means one who has treated with Guru's wife or king's wife or any type of abominable sin they have committed. Sarvesham Paghavata Vidya Sunishkatan Nam Vyaharanam Vishnu Yatastha Dushyamati. Sudhya Goswami tells, when such a person chants the holy name of the Lord Vishnu, then Lord Vishnu's mind becomes what towards such a person? Because this person has chanted my holy name, it is my duty to give him protection. That is the mind of Lord Vishnu. All the prescribed methods are there ultimately to come to this conclusion of understanding. Okay. So, even one goes to the spiritual master, why one goes to the spiritual master? So that finally one will gain faith in the conclusive portion of the scriptures. Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto states this. There is a verse. Tasman. Anyway, the meaning is like this. Prabhupada writes meaning. That qualification of a bona fide spiritual master is that by deliberation he has realized conclusion of the scriptures and he is able to convince others of these conclusions. So, conclusion. Prabhupada, we generally heard about Prabhupada. What all instructions Prabhupada got from his spiritual master? What two instructions got?
To print the scriptures.
Whenever you get money? Whenever you get money, you print books and preach the message of Lord Chaitanya in the Western world, in the English language. So Prabhupada is writing in the Jalduta diary what? I have complete faith in the holy name of the Lord. So this also Prabhupada has accepted from his spiritual master. Prabhupada himself writes, this is the conclusion, and conclusion one is supposed to accept. The verse I am not remembering. Tasmat Gurum Prapadyate Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Pare Chanishnatam Brahmani Upashmashyam. So, the translation is given by actually Prabhupada, although it comes in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Other places Prabhupada has quoted. Prabhupada has written that qualification of a bona fide spiritual master is that by deliberation he has realized conclusion of the scriptures and he is able to convince others of this conclusion. Similarly, that another verse Prabhupada often used to quote, Tad Vigyanatham Sa Guru Meva Vikachet Samit Pani Shotriyam Brahmanishtam. The qualification of a bona fide spiritual master is that he is expert in understanding Vedic conclusions. So he is expert in understanding what? Vedic conclusions. And what he gives to his disciples, to his followers? that which he himself is convinced about. Right? If we look our acharyas, Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, six Goswamis, all of them, they have accepted this. All of them. Prabhupada writes in sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the purport, that all the Shastras and all the Acharyas recommend chanting of the Holy Name of the Lord for the age of Kali Yuga. All the Shastras and all the Acharyas. Not just one or two Acharya. Not just one or two Shastra. Prabhupada used to say that if you take just one point, you can draw many lines. Right? If you take 2 points, how many lines you can draw? One line only, 2 points, one line, right? So 1 point is here, 1 point may be anywhere. You can draw a line upon that, only one line. But if you take 3 points, 4 points, 5 points, 6 points, 7 points, they have to be already in the line, then only you can draw a line on that, otherwise not. So all our acharyas, they have accepted it, and all our acharyas, they are recommending it. His scriptures deal with many things because there are many varieties of people. So one should be intelligent enough to understand what is the essence, what is the conclusion. And many times, you know, I have talked to the devotees and they say it's very difficult to chant the Holy Name of the Lord. We try it, but so it's not difficult in fact. If it is difficult, the acharyas will not recommend it for everybody. We have to understand how it is to be done. Like chanting japa is there, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur tells what? Dushta mantumi kishara vaishnava pratishtharatare nirjana ghare tavo kevala harinama ketava. Because, you know, dushta, what kind of devotee you are, O mind? For pratishtha, you are doing this nirjana bhajan. In the beginning, this nirjana bhajan is not recommended. When one will be able to do Nirjan Bhajan? In this same song, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in the last stanza, he tells, Shri Daita Das Kirtanityas Karo Uccha Swari Harinam Rava Kirtana Prabhave Smarana Sabhave Sekale Bhajana Nirjana Sambhava. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur tells that this servant of Shri Radha Krishna, Shri Daita Das Kirtanityas Karo Uccha Swari, loudly chants the Holy Name of the Lord, Kirtan. Loud Holy Name of the Lord, chanting, and calls everyone to join in that Kirtan of the Holy Name of the Lord. Then he says, Kirtana Prabhava Smarana Svabhava. When by the performance of loud Sankirtan of the Holy Name of the Lord, automatically Lord's pastimes becomes appear. Then that time it becomes possible for one to go off to a solitary place and perform Nirjan Bhajan. So in the beginning one should be more concerned about doing, singing the Holy Name. One can sing. What is the issue? Singing is a very tough method. It's not a very tough method. And one will be able to overcome all the anarthas simply by singing the Holy Name of the Lord. No matter what anartha is there, what enemy is there outside, what enemy is there inside, everything will overcome. Scripture tells this. Nam Sankirtana Aita Sarva Anartha Nash Sarva Subhodaya Krishna Prema Rulas. If we have some anartha and I am struggling for him, it, lust, anger, pride, greed, envy, illusion, unable to overcome it, what to do? If we ourselves fight with these anarthas without taking shelter of the proper method, you know, it's like fighting with the various demons, Ravan, Kumkaran, Hiranyakashipu, without taking shelter of Lord Krishna. All of these demons, they represent anarthas, lust, anger, pride, greed, envy, illusion. But if we take up the proper method, then Krishna is going to fight with these demons. We are simply taking shelter of the Holy Name of the Lord. In this battle of Kurukshetra, Bhishma decided, Duryodhana, Bhishma, he had affection for the Pandavas. And therefore, Bhishma Dev was not fighting with his full vigor. So Bhishma Dev was not fighting and Duryodhana understood it. That because Bhishma Dev has affection for the Pandavas, he is not fighting. Duryodhana incited Bhishma Dev that if you will fight, then all the demigods put together will not stand in front of you. But you are not doing justice. Then Bhishma Dev said that, okay, fine. With these 5 arrows, tomorrow I am going to kill the Pandavas. You keep these arrows. What was the business of the Pandavas, the other side? They were simply remembering Krishna. They were simply remembering Krishna, and then Krishna became anxious that how to protect now the Pandavas. Right. So then Krishna sent Arjuna to take up those five arrows. Krishna knew business of the Pandavas simply remembering Krishna. Krishna is there in the heart of everybody. Krishna knows that what is going where. So pure devotees, they simply take shelter of the remembrance of Krishna. That's what Prabhupada was doing, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was doing, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was doing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing. Okay. And battling all these demons by our own effort is, it's not possible. One will get lost anywhere. Different philosophical systems, they are also kind of demons. But if one takes shelter of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God Nitai, he will be victorious. Especially in this age of Kali Yuga, because Lord appears in the form of the Holy Name. One will become victorious. So any other question? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.